Friday Night Wine Fight contains coarse language and adult themes. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
Y'all ready for this?
Okay. Welcome to Friday Night Wine Fight.
I'm Bianca.
I'm Amy.
And I'm Sarah. We are three Melbourne girls who had nothing better to do than to start a podcast while we were all living La Vida locked down. But now we're free.
Yay!
Yay!
But maybe not for long. Who knows?
I don't know.
We'll take it one day at a time, people.
AA. This is the opposite of AA. People should just stay away from us.
Yeah, stay away from us, AA, because we're not going to help you. So we take aim at one random topic each week with a bottle or three of wine or whatever else we decide to drink at the time and try to make some sense of it. Right, ladies, what are we drinking?
I'm drinking a bottle of Gen Pfeiffer Sauv Blanc, which was not the plan for tonight. I was going to drink a bottle of Merlot, but I opened the cupboard and realized I drank it, and I can't remember drinking it. So, whoopsie.
Dang.
Whoopsie. That's okay. There was a bottle of Sauv in the fridge. It's fine.
So, okay. I'm drinking gin and tonic. I've had a few because I was waiting. I started over an hour ago. So, yeah. I'm drinking gin and tonic so that I'm fresh as a daisy for my road trip tomorrow. This is probably not going to go down well. So, yeah, let's see how this goes.
Always good stuff. Yeah. Right. Well, I'm actually drinking Cass beer tonight because, well, when I ordered dinner, I also ordered a six-pack with it and decided I'm drinking all of this by myself tonight. Yay! Yeah. I deserve it.
You do.
Right. So, Amy, what is our topic for tonight?
Our topic tonight is weird Guinness World Records. Now, this is in honour of St. Patrick's Day, which is held on the 17th of March. So we're recording this on the 5th. By the time this airs, it will be very close to St. Patrick's Day. So this episode is dedicated to St. Patrick's Day and all the drinking and shenanigans that I had with that sacred day.
Yes.
We thought we would take aim at a topic that has a little bit of an Irish flavour. Hence, we wanted to look at weird Guinness World Records. This is also a topic that we often talk about together, so this is something we're looking forward to.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's crack into it. What are the Guinness World Records? Well, put simply, it's a book of records, obviously. Yeah, so the
never
idea
would have guessed. For
the I know, right? The idea for the Book of Records began in the early 1950s when Sir Hugh Beaver, the managing director of the Guinness Brewery, attended a shooting party in County Wexford, Ireland. I don't know where my accent was going there, but it's going to get so much worse because I have a lot of accents to do later in my topic. But anyway. There, he and his hosts were arguing about the fastest game bird in Europe, and they failed to find an answer in any reference book. So Sir Beaver then had an idea for a Guinness promotion based on the idea of settling pub arguments, and he invited the twins Norris and Ross McWhirter to compile a book of facts and figures. Now, I was going to try doing McWhirter in an Irish accent, but it went really bad in my head, so I was not going to let it out my mouth.
Yeah, fair enough.
I can hear the hesitation. I was like, oh, yeah, here it comes.
I was going to go for it, and then my brain just went, don't, just don't. Stop it.
Lose any chance of having any Irish listeners.
I don't know, but yeah. Most of my Irish accent, though, goes real Scottish. So, yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
So what they did is they started writing this book, and little did they know what was taking shape is a book that would actually go on to be an all-time bestseller and one of the most recognized and trusted brands in the world. This year, the Guinness World Records celebrates its 66th year.
Wow.
Mm. Yeah.
And isn't okay. it like the second biggest selling book of all time?
Something like that, yes. That was not what I copied and pasted out of the websites that I copied all my crap from. So, sorry about it.
Sorry.
All right. So I decided to take aim at a strange world record, which caught my eye when I was doing research for this topic. So tonight I'm going to tell you about the Guinness World Record for the most wins at a gurning world championship. What is gurning, you ask? Well, let me tell you. So gurning is a British word for pulling a grotesque face. So in a land of unusual sporting events, they have decided to make a competition out of it. It's called the World Gurning Championship. Yeah. So gurning competitions are thought to have originated in, I think it's 1267, but then I found another reference that said 1297. I'm pretty sure it's 1267. Someone got it wrong. Anyway, so it was at the Sarah, you might have to help me. Is it Egremont Crab Fair in the UK? Is that how you would
say? She's a huge help.
She doesn't help me. Anyway, yeah, so it was in the UK. And it was named after the crab apple, which was pretty sour. So it makes sense that part of the crab fair in this part of the world, they hold a pulling faces competition to see who can make the ugliest face. Now, being that the Egremont Crab Fair and Sports was established in 1267, it makes it one of the oldest fairs in the world. It combines ancient and traditional events with modern attractions, attracting visitors from all over the world. Now, this event might be easier for some people, although they make this whole process look even easier by not only requiring you to pull a funny face, but you have to wear a horse collar at the same time.
Sorry, what?
Those things are
heavy.
I know. But get this. Right. So gurning through a horse collar is known as grunning. Now, a horse collar is called a braffin. So if you pull a funny face through a horse collar, it's known as gurning through a braffin.
Oh my God, I love that.
Oh yeah, it gets better. Anyway, so a typical gurn involves projecting the lower jaw as far forward as you can and as up as possible, covering the upper lip with the lower lip. And then you do like whatever weird thing you can do with your eyes. So like some people can like roll them back in their heads.
Okay.
Best I can do is cross my eyes. So
yeah.
Anyway, so how on earth did they come up with this? According to the Egremont Crab Fair webpage, the origin of gurning is a bit obscure. I mean, if it came about in 1267, then might not be reliable. It's reported to have originated from the mockery of the village idiot. So the townsfolk would throw a horse collar over him and then make him pull funny faces in exchange for a few pints of ale. But they say that the truth in this is questionable. I like the second version of how this came about, which I will tell you now. So another story was that when a drunken farmer arrived home to find his most discontented wife, he shouted, "Stop gurning, woman," and then thrust a horse collar over her head.
And you know what? I feel like that might be the more truthful.
Yeah.
I don't. Look, I probably would be the village idiot in olden times, so I don't want to believe that they would do that to a poor person, although they probably did a lot.
Yeah.
But I like the second story better. I think it's better for comedy value anyway. Yeah. So, look, I'll put some pictures up on the blog, of girding competitions. Now, let's go on to the record holder. So there is two records in the Guinness World Records. There's the male and the female. But I'm focusing on the female champion because she has won this particular championship 27 times.
Holy shit.
Holy shit.
Her name is Anne Woods. I believe she's actually passed away now. Oh. And she won championships between 1977 and 2010.
Jesus Christ.
God.
Yeah, the most championship wins by a male is only 14. So clearly, Anne Wood, we salute you. You are the overall record holder.
Having a drink for you.
Yeah, same.
Wow, that's amazing.
So that rounds out my segment, guys. Take it away, Sarah.
Nice. So this week I was a little bit distracted with my entire life just falling apart and
being hit by a Kluger, you mean?
Yeah, being hit by a Toyota Kluger or Kluger. God, I can't even talk. I've had too much beer already. As I sit here next to my empty bottles. just people, if there is a red light and you are driving a big ass car, please stop and don't take out the poor little Suzuki Swift that's just trying to get to work. Okay? Just please.
Yeah, look, everybody, for anybody who is concerned out there, everybody was fine.
Everyone was fine.
Sarah's
a bit banged up, but she's fine.
Yeah. It hurts. Yeah. Okay, just so you know, it hurts to laugh. No one cares. They keep making me laugh.
Yeah.
So I may not
stop
have
your gurning, woman.
Don't. Seatbelt. Wear your seatbelt, people, but just be wary. They hurt when you have an accident.
Yes, but you
will survive. Saved your life.
But you will survive, yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, I didn't really do anything this week. But I did find in my brief search that I did at the beginning before the accident, there was a man I found named Atanas, I think that's how you say it, Kuntrimas, from Turkey, who holds the record for the heaviest weight lifted by a human being.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know how this thing came around to actually being a thing. Why the fuck would you go, oh, I wonder how much weight I can lift with my face? Because, you know, that's what
not even just with your face, the hair that's growing
my
out.
Facial hair. I wonder if there's one for, you know, I couldn't really find it, but I wonder if there's one for, like, nose hair, the most weight lifted by nose hair. It could be a thing. No. Disgusting, but it could be a thing.
Gross.
So he set this world record on the 26th of June 2013 on a Turkish TV show. Now, he did this by lifting the host of the show, who weighed 63.8 kilos, or for, you know, overseas, 140 pounds, 16 ounces.
Oh, my God. That's like, how even?
That's not a tiny person.
No.
Yeah, average size. Woman.
That's like a fairly average size human. Like, well, it's probably an average size female.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He lifted her with his beard.
Wow.
Yeah. So I actually found that there is a man named Ranjit, a 35-year-old man who is training. He's actually from India. And he's training in order to beat this record. Apparently, he's up to 54 kilos or 120 pounds and is aiming for 64 kilos or 141 pounds.
I'm just, sorry,
just go over that. You know, just a little bit higher. Go 70. Like, really put it up there so no one can beat you for ages. Yeah. Like, oh, it's bullshit. Like, one fucking kilo.
Very good care of their beards. A lot of oil, a lot of massaging.
I'm questioning, like, how physically you do this. So does the host just, like, jump on the beard and, like, hold on and they, like, lift you off the ground? Or
they're placed in a harness, which is then tied to the beard.
Right.
Yes.
Cool. Gross, yeah. But cool. Yeah.
So like a beard swing.
A beard swing.
Yeah. No. I'm out.
And the hands have to be up and out. So clearly not touching.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, there were other things I found, like the longest arrow shot by feet.
Oh, yeah. I saw that one. But I forgot it.
Yeah, I forgot to write it down. Yeah. But my thought with this one was, but why?
Yeah.
We've all seen Cirque du Soleil. We're not amused anymore. This is old shit. Like, they can all do it in Cirque du Soleil. They can all do that stuff. No one cares anymore. It's fine.
But I just thought, why did you, you know, need to do this?
Yeah.
Cirque du Soleil reasons. I don't know.
I just feel like it's a waste of... I don't know. Time? And where do you find that you have the talent to shoot an arrow with your feet?
Well, there's a lot of people, though, that do, like, painting and stuff like that with, you know, their mouths and their feet when they don't have arms or they've had some serious injuries or they were born with defects, and they find funny things that they're able to do, just things that they're strangely good at. Maybe this was just one of them.
She has no defects. So,
no, I saw that lady. She's got no defects. To that, I say why.
The distance was 12.31 meters.
Oh, wow.
Interesting.
Yeah. So 40 feet, 4.6 inches.
Yeah, I don't think I could do that even with my hands. So.
No, that's easy.
You reckon?
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be easy with your hands.
Yeah.
I'm fairly uncoordinated, so we'll see.
Yes.
But yeah, I'm just standing there like, oh, look, I've been impaled. What's fucking behind her? How'd this happen?
How did this happen? I was behind you. And yeah, like, where do people just come up with these ideas of, I want to make this a world record? Largest hula hoop.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, what was it? Victory rallies in Fortnite using a quad stick mouth. Okay, so I understand the guy has to use this. Because he's, you know, disabled. But why is this a world record? It's fucking Fortnite.
I still don't know.
That's like there's a Guinness World Record for the longest tunnel in Minecraft. I'm like, are you fucking serious right now?
Why?
Why? Video games should not be a part of this.
Yeah, I know.
Go back to traditional roots and go back to stuff that you could bet people in a pub.
Yes.
Yes.
I know.
I bet you I can stack these beer glasses as tall as that tree outside. Bullshit. All right, let's see it then.
Yeah. That's the kind of stuff that should be.
Yeah, I call bullshit rule. Go do it. Yeah.
I could climb that post outside. Bullshit. Go do it.
Yeah.
Give me enough drinks, again. I can jump on that bin. Bullshit.
And you did.
Ask the Guinness Book of World Records. Can we just get a book of bullshit? Go do it.
Times when someone called bullshit and they actually pulled it off.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Even when they haven't pulled it off and it's ended badly. I want to hear that.
We'll take that too. We'll take that too. We'll call it the Friday Night World Records. Friday Night One. World Records.
No, I want to call it I Call Bullshit.
By Friday Night One Fight, yeah.
Friday Night One Fight.
All right. Well, that's me done. Bianca.
Yes, yes. It is my turn. I'm just having a drink. Hold on.
Same.
Okay. So I've got a few rando ones because I didn't... You can't really deep dive into this. Like, why would you?
I did.
So, yeah. My first one is, we say at the end of every episode, if you have not heard it, what the fuck are you doing with your lives? Get yourself a protection chainsaw. My first one that I looked up is to do with chainsaws. Because I thought, there must be other uses other than protection.
None. Chainsaws have one purpose.
Yeah, I mean, occasionally you accidentally, you know, chop down some branches and trim some hedges, but, you know, most of the time it's for protection.
Obviously.
Yeah, fun fact, chainsaws were invented for childbirth. Fun fact.
What? Okay. Do you have any credible source to back this up, like anything?
Google
other than your brain?
No, Google it.
You Google it and let me tell this story.
Okay, right, I'll Google it and then I'll put it in our chat and then I'll add it to the blog later. Okay, guys?
So, done.
You've got to add it to the blog.
Yeah, we're holding you to this now. So, yes, I went looking down at chainsaws and found that the most apples held in own mouth and cut by a chainsaw in 1 minute is 28. That's definitely a moment where someone in a pub said bullshit, and he went out there, got his chainsaw, and went, right, get a bushel of apples. We're doing this. Probably not in that accent because he's from China, but
I reckon your Chinese accent's probably as good as my Scottish one. So,
yes, this was achieved by Wang Lee. Wang. And he comes from Dishao. I'm so sorry. Shandong, China.
You got that one right.
We've got Wang and we've got Dong in the one sentence. So he actually did this on the 30th of November last year.
Bored from lockdown, obviously.
So, yeah, I thought that was very interesting. I don't think I would put a chainsaw anywhere near my face at any point in time.
Or let me do it either.
No, true. You impaled me with an arrow. I'm definitely not letting you near a chainsaw in my face.
I'll just get it out with my chainsaw.
Okay, cool. I didn't need any of those organs.
Yeah.
So my second one is very similar to Sarah's. Went down a hairy route myself.
Gotta love those hairy routes. Oh, that was so wrong. Can we edit that out? Because that sounded gross.
Oh, no way. No way in hell.
So the most wins at the World Beard and Mustache Championships is 8. And was achieved by Karl Heinz Hill. He's a German man. And I have a picture there, which I will put in the blog. He is magnificent.
Amazing.
He has the best mustache ever. So from 1999 to 2011, Carl has been competing in the Imperial Partial Beard category, because obviously he's only got a mustache, so it's the partial. His most recent success was in Trondheim, Norway in 2011. Carl won the Imperial Partial Beard category at the following 6 World Championships: the 1999 Astad Sweden Championships, then 2003 in Carson City, Nevada, then 2005 in Berlin, Germany, 2007 Brighton, England, 2009 Anchorage, Alaska, and 2011 Trondheim, Norway. In addition, he was the overall champion, so he beat out all the beards as well at the 1999 and the 2003. So, yeah.
Wow.
There's no there's actually with these competitions, there's no official measurements, like there's no, you know, how much weight they can hold or anything like that. The competition is purely based on governing impressive styles.
Yeah. And that is an impressive style.
It is. It is.
It looks like his sideburns have become wings off the side of his face. That's what it looks like.
It's amazing. Yeah, it's definitely a like that would definitely tickle your thighs. I'm telling you, like. Yeah.
I like the fact that there's no, like, measurements. Like, there's no standards. There's no anything specific that they're looking for. Yeah. It's just people going, that's impressive. Look at that dude. That's impressive. Yeah. Hey, Carl, come over here. That's impressive.
Yeah, exactly. See, pub rules. You just walk up. Wow, that dude's mustache is impressive. He wins.
But mine's groomed. Mine's manscaped. We don't care, mate. It's not impressive. That dude's impressive.
That king has a cup holder for his beer. That shit's impressive.
For my final one that I've got, I've actually got two. Oh, and I've got a bonus one, which I didn't write down. Oh, my God. Sorry. I'll get to it. I'm leaving it to last.
This might be the gin talking.
This might be the gin talking, yes. I'm going to go with a few from Australia, our home country. So not only does Australia, I don't know if you guys know, we have the largest camels in the world.
But we have the largest population of camels? The largest
camels. Yeah, we have the largest camels. Yep. We also have the largest.
Is there feral, though, now?
Do you want to read? Do you want to do my segment?
No, I'm not. I'm actually not reading what you've written. I'm just like, no. Aren't they like cats? No. They've just gotten so big because they're feral?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Hey, I was right.
So, yes, we have the largest camels in the world, but we also have the most feral camels living in the wild. The camel population at last count was 750,000.
Wow.
What are they doing?
They're turning to camel farming.
Yeah, so
randomly wandering around.
Yeah, mostly in WA because there's so much space. Like, Australia is huge. We really don't populate very much of the country as humans.
No, we really don't.
It's probably a good thing. We don't want too many people.
Well, it's more the nature. We don't want to really destroy the nature. Hey, Jen, we don't want to destroy the nature.
Yeah. Oh, I was reading something about the Australian nature and I got really sad. So it's going to bring the show down a notch. We lost out one of our first reptiles since colonization.
What? What are those?
I can't remember what it was, but yeah, we've lost a number of species and we lost our first reptile.
Bo. Which is
That's sad. Yeah.
People suck.
Right, though, because
when you see that things are actually endangered or extremely endangered, no, they really are, and you can lose them. They're gone. Like, we can't recreate this. It's gone.
And lizards are usually, like, the last thing that would die out. They're basically dinosaurs.
Yeah,
so
I know. So
the fact that we've lost one of them, I mean, what are we doing? What are we doing?
Yes. Climate change is a thing, apparently.
We lost a freaking lizard, people. Yes. Pay attention.
And, you know, you start losing lizards, then ducks start evolving, and this is how we get lizard ducks.
Shit.
For fuck's sake.
Yeah.
I'm staying at home forever.
Yeah.
I'm going to start breeding new species of lizard duck. Take over the world.
So my next Australian one is Australia had the world's first full feature-length film. And it was the story of the Kelly Gang. The boo. But anyway, it was... It was made in Melbourne. So, yay, you know, even closer to home. And that was way back in 1906. So, yes. Cool. And it was produced on a budget. Yes, Go Melbs. They spent £450 because we're still using pounds back then. So that's the equivalent of $2,185.65 American at the same
budget.
Time.
Or now?
No, back then.
Right.
So yeah, it was the biopic of that knob, Ned Kelly. It ran for like 60 to 70 minutes. Depending on whether you saw it with an intermission or not, because feature-length films was a big deal. I mean, they were watching, like, 10-minute films before that. So,
well, they were watching the news too, newsreels and stuff. It went for, like, half an hour, not even.
Yeah, no, that's right. So, yeah, depending on when you watched it, it either went for an hour or 70 minutes, yeah.
So it's like what it was like us being teenagers wandering in from like, you know, Scream or, you know, Clueless into Titanic. And we're like, we're fucking still here? Jesus, what's going on? Why?
It actually it opened at the Melbourne Town Hall on 26th of December 1906.
Wow.
Yeah. So, yes, Australia has the great tradition of seeing full-length films on Boxing Day. We did it first, people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Why do we like going to the movies on Boxing Day? It seems to be a tradition.
Yep.
Started back in 1906.
Yep, exactly.
Turns out it was a thing. Yeah.
It was a thing.
Yep, sure was. Yeah, so that was interesting. And that is in the Guinness World Records. So, yeah. Another one is... Australia has the world record for the largest number of people doing the nut bush at the same time.
Damn right.
That was just a high school dance. Your regular high school dance.
Actually was the I've forgotten the name of the festival, but it's the country music festival, one of them in New South Wales. It was just over 1,700 people.
Oh, wow. Maybe it was CMC.
No, it wasn't. Start with B. It was the Bell something blue. Oh, fucking, I don't know.
Not Ute Master, like Sarah says.
Yeah, it was some sort of Ute Master.
Yeah.
Because I think
so many drunk people.
That same festival had the most amount of Akubra hats ever worn in one place.
Yeah.
I think that was the same festival.
Oh, I'm not surprised.
It's Australia holds record for, so, you know.
Just for our American friends. So the Ute is a pickup truck, but ours are like lower to the ground and more like sedans, but like pickups. So yeah, it's an interesting combo.
Oh, well, they come in all different shapes and sizes. Come on.
Yes, and a Akubra is kind of like your cowboy hat.
Yeah,
it's like our version.
Yeah, like Crocodile Dundee.
Yeah. Made in China. Not made in China. Very popular in China, but they're made from rabbit fur.
Yeah.
Some are like they've made them from kangaroo. They've made them from everything.
Yeah. Not real Akubras, though. Real Akubras are made from rabbit. You can get like your other ones that are Akubra style that are made from kangaroo. Kangaroo hats are really soft. Just saying, that leather.
Yeah, it's banned in California and it's so looking nice. Like it's going to get banned all through America, so we're not plugging that.
But, you know, just saying, it's really nice and soft, but, you know, cow leather is pretty good too. But, yes, going back to that chainsaw thing, I've put that in the chat, my source.
It's true. Send it to me. It's true.
Yes.
Congratulations, Sarah. You were correct. I am terrified.
Thank you. So,
do you want to hear a fun fact that my daughter told me?
Yes.
Yes.
Just to round us off because I'm done.
Yeah.
False eyelashes were invented in France and their original name was cumbrellas. They were worn by prostitutes to stop the cum from getting into their eyes. And I'm like, that is the most amazing thing I've ever heard. I never call them fake eyelashes again. They are cumbrellas.
I am calling bullshit. I'm pretty convinced that false eyelashes were invented for the stage, but I will be open to be proven wrong.
Well, I would like to hear from our listeners on this topic. So if you'd like to just have a chat or, you know, provide us with either, you know, if it's fact or false. How do you guys feel about cum umbrellas? Would you wear them? What's the purpose that you're wearing them for? Is it their original intended purpose or not?
Has someone told Kim Kardashian? Has someone told her? I feel like she needs to know.
I feel she like definitely she already knows.
Now she's divorcing Kanye.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Hit us up, Kim. We would love to hear your ex-wife stories about Kanye because, yep, girl, I feel you. I get it. I also was married to a crazy person. So, yeah, I feel you, girl. Hit me up.
Yeah. On Instagram, Tumblr, Facebook. Hit us up on everything, okay?
Yeah, FridayNightWineFight@gmail.com or, as Sarah said, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and where else we?
Instagram. We are pretty much on all the platforms.
We're everywhere. You can't escape us. Don't try.
So I've had so much fun researching this topic, which I didn't actually do. Just putting it out
there. Stop your garden, woman!
That 5 minutes, that 5 minutes that I researched was great. But I love
like researching. It was like 15 and Amy has to edit it out.
So I love researching most of these topics every week. But
as long as your car's not written off in the interim.
So as long as my car's not written fucking off in the fucking frustrating. But we would love some new topics from our listeners. I mean, the last two topics we've had from our listeners have been great. And have made us think.
Awesome.
And has made us reflect on our own self.
Absolutely.
So, yeah. So if you do have any ideas or want us to talk about anything at all, hit us up again, FridayNightWineFight@gmail.com, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Tumblr, even TikTok. We have TikTok too.
Yeah.
We have TikTok, but yeah. I've never been on it. That's
but we've never really been on it. But we have it. So hit us up on whatever you want.
Amen.
Yeah. So to everyone who has listened to this, we would like to apologize. And we'd like to thank each and every one of you for your time in listening to our utter rubbish. Mm-hmm. And we hope that you have found it entertaining and really don't use our facts, except for the one I had about the chainsaw, because it's true.
Yeah, that one. But don't use that to help your spouse give birth while she's in the bathtub. Don't do that, mate. That's divorce.
There are doctors that come to your house for that. So, yeah, don't use our facts discussed in this recording to make important decisions in your life, unless it is in relation to buying a protection chainsaw. Not a birthing chainsaw.
But not during childbirth. Not to cut apples out of your mouth. Probably don't do that.
Chainsaw. Yeah. And don't also use it to remove the arrow that's impaled you. Yeah.
Because Amy shot you by accident. Whoopsie.
Do not shoot your friends with arrows.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening. Peace out.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.